You're on with Mario Lopez, and we've got some action on the hotline waiting on hold right now from celebrity Big Brother, former White House staffer Anthony Scaramucci. How are you, sir?
Hey, Mario, great to be on your show. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you for taking the time to touch base with us over here. So
we spent a lot of time working out in that house. Not quite to your level, though, Mario. Kind of shape.
Well, I appreciate the kind words. But Anthony, a lot of confusion about what actually happened because you just disappeared from the house. Were you really part of the cast, or was this set up prior? What was the deal?
Yeah, so basically the pitch made to me, and it actually happened right after my appearance on the Bill Maher show. Two of the CBS producers came over to see me. You may know that the Bill Maher show is filmed on the Price is Right stage, and so it's a CBS property.
Yes.
And they basically said to me, listen, we'd like you to come on, and we'd like you to be part of a twist. Mario, I got to tell you, they turned me into a super fan as being a part of the show, but I had not watched the show prior to that pitch. So I was sort of confused by all the lingo.
Right.
And then once I got involved with it, I understood what they were asking me to do. I thought it looked like a lot of fun, and it fit my schedule. And so I said, okay, great, what do you want me to do? And then they explained it, the sequestration, and then the 6 days in the house. So I knew some point on day six I was leaving. I just did not know what the narrative was going to be related to the twist. One of my promises and agreements with the producers is that for the time that I was in the house, I was going to play very hard. I let up on one situation, and that was with Ricky Williams. He won the power of veto. We were on these electronic horses, and he beat the pants off of all of us. I'm not necessarily thinking I could have convinced him to give it to me, but I didn't pursue it. I didn't push hard on that because
right.
I knew I was leaving. I thought that would be bad karma for me to try to overplay that situation. But no, it was planned from day one. I know there's people in social media thinks that I quit the show, blah, blah. And there's also people that think we didn't land on the moon 50 years ago.
Right.
And it was totally upfront, and it was so much fun. And I think I really spoofed the my fellow housemates, which made it all the more enjoyable. So I was a prankster as a kid in high school, and it brought me back, 40 years. It was just a lot of fun to do it.
Yeah, it seems like you're a competitive guy, too, so I don't see you getting in there and not wanting to win the whole thing.
Oh, trust me, I'm not a quitter. I've been fired before, Mario. Trust me, those are brutal experiences. And you can say, okay, this is kind of a lunatic that you would fire easily, but no one has ever called me a quitter over the course of my lifetime. And anyway, it doesn't matter. I mean, people can think what they want. It was huge fun for me. And it was a lot of fun for my family members and my business colleagues. And, of course, wearing that purple suit on the first contest, I looked like a combination of an Oompa Loompa and Violet from the Willy Wonka movie. So, what can I say?
No, it looked like you were having a good time. And you had a great attitude post-White House experience there to really take everything in stride. And I actually caught your appearance on the Bill Maher show. That's brave. Not a lot on the same team there in that audience.
Yeah, no,
how'd you enjoy that afterwards?
Well, I liked it, but you're like a Yankee going into Fenway Park. You know what I mean?
Yeah, good analogy.
LA Rams going up to Gillette Stadium to play the Patriots as opposed to Atlanta. You know what I mean?
So right.
I did like it, but I got to tell you, they're rough crowd. But Bill is a very smart guy. I will give Bill a lot of credit. He's very well prepared for these shows and these interviews, and he's got a lot of knowledge, so it was fun to spar with him. I hope he invites me back.
Yeah, no, it was fun. I enjoyed watching it there too. Who do you think is going to win the season over there at the Celebrity Big Brother?
Okay, so again, very hard call because there's 10 people left, and it's such an unpredictable show with all those twists and turns. But I think that the guy that has that can go to the distance is actually Tom, because he's playing. Here are the things I learned in that house. Play slow, last long. Play fast, you usually go out fast. So
that's good advice just in life.
I'm sorry?
I said that's good advice just in life.
Yeah, no, exactly. You gotta rush out of the gates quickly. So I agree that it is good advice in life. But I think he's also well calibrated. He hasn't offended anybody. You can see a lot of, if you watch those live feeds or even the show at night, you can see a lot of those microaggressions turning into macroaggressions and some sore feelings among each other. I think Tom has done the best job, like Marissa did last year, of navigating himself around those things.
If there was an all White House version of Big Brother, Anthony, who do you think would do well?
Well, Jared would win that. I mean, that's like an instantaneous. Like, you know, he's. You have to remember, Jared hung on through the three chiefs of staff. He almost got a security clearance taken away to preserve it. He's got the ear of the president. He's a very, very smart guy.
Yeah, was a son-in-law.
My money would be on Jared. You know, if you and I go to Vegas, I bet Jared.
Not Ivanka.
Well, I think that, you know, I would say that, well, I guess, is she eligible? Because she's part of the family. I mean, she's actually got the president's DNA. Let's
right.
say non-DNA members of the administration.
Gotcha.
My money would be on Jared.
Fair enough. Do you keep in touch with anyone in the administration?
Well, you know, coincidentally, I talked to Jared on Saturday night. We were having a big laugh about my Big Brother appearance. I have General, you know, you would find this odd, but it's also pursuant to my personality. I'm having dinner with General Kelly, the chief of staff, who his first official act was to fire my butt at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, wow.
And so, you know, no sore feelings. I'm seeing him for dinner on Thursday night.
Nice.
I talk to the president probably once a month, and... you know, I do keep in touch with people like Kellyanne and so forth. But, you know, listen, truth of the matter is they're super busy, and so I'm not one to push them. But if they need me for something, I'm available. Once in a while, I call to check in on the president. But it's not like they're asking me for any advice, Mario, so it's nothing too important.
It's nice to hear, though, that you're staying in touch. That's cool. Anthony, do you think you'd step in front of the cameras again? Because it seems like you're having fun and a bit of a natural. Is that something you'd like to do more of?
You know, listen, sir, I do a lot of, you know, a lot of cable news punditry and things like that. If someone offered me something that was fun and, you know, I could still run my business, absolutely. Why not, Mario? Okay. I got to do more push-ups and I probably got to eat less carbs, but I'm ready to go.
You're looking good, my friend. You're looking good. Keep it up. Keep it up out there. Well, listen, everyone, you can follow him on Instagram at Anthony_Scaramucci. Good luck. Hope to meet you in person one day, Anthony.
Okay. All the best, you, Mario. You got an awesome show, and you got a lot of fans in the Scaramucci family. God bless you.
Oh, I appreciate it. I appreciate it. Please give him my best, sir. Take care.
You got it. All the best.
On with Mario Lopez.